If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Come on, drop your bags, stay a while.
Why don't you take your coat off and stay a while?
Why don't you stay for a while?
You can stay a little while.
Oh, well, why don't you take off your hat, stay a while.
What are we going to do next?
I know you guys are all pressed for time with the big show. Yippee.
Hey, man, everyone's here. Time for the show.
Here we go, everybody. Come on, now.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Husker Nick, Coryell, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, October 14th. Hi, Coryell.
Hello.
What's up, Husker Nick? How are you?
I'm here.
There you go.
What's up, guys? How's everybody doing?
You know, I'm awake. I have some coffee per use.
Yeah.
Working on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
We did had some buddies over, watched some football last night, early game with the Titans, had a big game.
Oh, yes. Congratulations, Jay.
They got past themselves and all the screwing up they did with COVID. But
Hey, why did they drop Le'Veon Bell?
Because he sucks.
Is that why?
Yeah. He's
the Jets?
Yeah.
I just remember falling asleep in this weird bout of like, I've been sleeping on and off lately, you know?
Yeah.
And I was laying there on the couch in the garage, Jackson's like eyes glued to the TV, and next thing you know, all I'm hearing in my brain is like, blah, 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 Le'Veon Bell's been cut.
Yeah.
And I wake up and I'm like, did they just say he's been cut?
Yeah.
And Jackson's like, weren't you just sleeping?
Well, you have a dead sleep here and Le'Veon Bell had got cut.
I don't care, but for some reason, I don't know. I seemed very worried about it. So that's how you know I was having like a fever
that's
dream.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Weird.
Yeah,
weird
no, he's a bad player, but we'll see who picks him up.
No, he's a bad player.
Yeah. Oh, somebody else. He's not very good. Because that's the way it goes.
So last night I have some buddies over, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to put the TV outside. We're going to watch a game. It's an early one at 6. Mm-hmm. I'll grill up some burgers. So I made like a massive mistake. I make these burgers, right? And they're some of my favorite ones to make. And I put hot sauce. I take the meat, put hot sauce on it, put chopped up jalapenos, cheese. These things are hot. And then I patty them out and I put them on the grill and I cook them. It didn't even occur to me
to ask. Did you rub your eyes?
No, but it didn't occur to me to even ask these guys if they like really hot things.
Oh, no.
Until after they started just crushing these burgers.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And then I realized.
Were they sweating?
Yeah, one of the guys was, you could tell, like it wasn't a good situation for him. And I was like, oh, my bad. I didn't even think about it. It didn't even occur to me.
That's
I was like, I'm going to impress these guys with these good burgers I make. And then no.
I'm the same way. I sometimes forget that Jackson will do like minimal heat.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the same way. I go for like dual heat, competing heats.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I want to like regret eating this the next day.
If it doesn't clear my sinuses and I'm a little mad at myself for eating it, I don't want it.
Yeah, like my stomach hurts right now and I'm okay with that because I loved those burgers yesterday.
You enjoyed the hell out of them.
Yes.
That's funny.
Like very when nice. I make like hot food, I want to at some point the next day regret the fact that I ate that hot food.
And then when you go to sit down and eat another meal that you've made too hot, you might have at least a millisecond longer of doubt.
No. I love it. I'm in.
I keep adding on milliseconds of doubt so that maybe one day
it'll add up.
When I'm 400 years old, I'll take a generous pause.
By then, all the cats you'll own, one of them will be able to talk to you and tell you not to
do
it.
It won't be cats, it'll be rats.
There you go. And it'll be like a little splinter will look up at you and talk to you. And be like, Coryell, haven't you learned by now?
Get out of here.
Yeah, haven't you learned by now?
Oh my goodness.
Don't eat that.
Good morning, JP.
I'll be right there with Jackson.
Do you like the spice?
Nah.
I don't think, you don't like, okay, yeah. That's right.
I mean, I like the flavor, but then I don't want to have, you know, my stomach hurt the next day.
Live in the porcelain throne.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm good with enjoying a flavor.
No, I get it.
And going from there.
I get it.
But that's I'll hang with Jackson. You two make it as hot as you want to.
High five, Husker Nick.
Oh, we'll make it hot all right.
Yeah. Oh, God.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, it's Couples Therapy Wednesday. Going to help Beth and Brian with an issue they've got. You can join in on that conversation coming up at 7:20. Your favorite things about fall. As today, like it looks gorgeous out, except for like, allergies.
Tomorrow's going to be beautiful fall day.
More so. We have a sex-crazed duck. We have the origin of the black shirts. We have Canada, the country, And we have free money.
Win free money with Kix Cash on Kix 96.9.
Awesome.
25 grand in all is up for grabs.
Listen at the top of each hour for the winning word. Then enter it at KZKX.com. One winner each day will score $1,000.
Powered by Tommy's Express Car Wash.
Get all the details online now at KZKX.com.
This is an Alpha Media Nationwide contest. Must be 18 years or older. One winner chosen per day.
Get set to win Kix Cash.
It's going to be so cool.
From Kix 96.9.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
We all know those claw machines at the arcade are made for suckers. Or like at the bar, the claw machines at the bar.
They're like designed to make you fail.
Right.
Yeah, the claws are all loose and then they bury the toys down so they're hard to get out.
The only person who I know that's ever had any success with those claw machines is my son.
Yeah.
We were at, Sportscasters, 70th and Adams.
Right.
One time after a YMCA baseball game getting some dinner.
Yeah.
And he's like, he always asked for money for the claw machine. It's like, no. But finally he had his own money. He's like, I'm winning something. I'm like, okay, great. Go for it, buddy. And he went over and within seconds won an iPod Nano.
Are you kidding?
Like, right out of the damn thing. He clawed it and everything.
Man.
And it's like, okay, do that again. And he goes back and he gets another thing. I can't remember what the second thing was. But
that
he
just
like
tells me whoever loaded that machine needs to be fired because they didn't do their job
on that. While they look super easy, they're actually impossible to operate. A Japanese man found this out the hard way after failing to win a single prize after trying 200 consecutive times.
Jeez.
So how much money do you think he spent?
Oh, what is it, like a buck to play?
Usually it's like at least 50 cents.
At least 50 cents.
Yeah.
So
math is hard. I don't know, like $100?
About $100, yeah. He called the police.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he felt like he got robbed.
Right.
He did, technically.
Of $100?
Yeah.
There's the suspect.
Interesting, the police asked the arcade operator to prove you could actually win with the machine, but even the owner couldn't do it, not even once, in 300 attempts.
Jeez.
So they stood there for another 300 attempts with the owner trying to win this game.
Could you imagine by the time you got to like the 10th attempt of watching this claw go down, come back up slow, move back over, fake drop nothing into the thing.
That sounds like a way to drive yourself like, insane.
Right. Yes.
Pure insanity.
I feel like this dude was on his way there talking to his mom on the phone. And, you know, moms like to drop wisdom. And she was like, hey, just remember, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And the whole time he just sat there
like, don't leave until you succeed.
Mama said, try again. Here I go. And then it just failed on him.
I'm no quitter.
No, I'm going to show my mom that I am dedicated.
And then, you know, he gets what he wins is like a squeaky rubber ducky toy you could probably find for free.
Across the street at the Dollar General. Yeah, or that too, the crick. As a result, the owner moved some of the prizes to a more favorable location inside the machine and finally was able to pick one of them up. The police didn't take any action against the arcade or the machine manufacturer. Well, the story apparently got super viral on Instagram and things got heated online that the claw machines manufacturer, Sega, had to issue a statement on the matter saying, as a whole, crane games are meant to be enjoyed as a way for customers to try their skill and luck and played and knowing that when they put their money in, a prize may not necessarily come out. So maybe don't waste your money on claw machines if you're in it for the prizes and not just the experience itself.
No, yeah, I literally just put money in this because I think it's neat to see a claw go down and come back up empty.
Yes.
Thank you, Sega.
I think whoever issued that segment, maybe... Should have expanded on that a little more to not make it seem so. Don't use our product then.
If you don't like it, don't use it.
I mean,
that's
know.
Pretty much where they went with
what they said. Yeah.
Well, dang. It's because their video game systems went defunct, and you wonder why. Sorry, Sega.
That's all they've got left is the claw machines.
Yes, and it's a ripoff.
Yep. So don't play the claw machine is what we're saying.
Coming up next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
We'll have some good things around the corner. So if you got a good one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And another good thing, new music from one of your favorites coming up.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Morning, On Kix 96.9.
Well, Garth might actually be a cyborg. I am convinced of this. We're keeping up with the award shows. Plus, there's more new music on the way.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Garth, well, a cyborg? Morning.
Yes. Yeah.
What?
I think he's part robot. So Garth is unstoppable. He's an unstoppable force.
Right.
Well, he recently talked about the time that he signed autographs for 23 straight hours.
Wait. Oh, was this at CMA Fest?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I heard this is an amazing
story. And I've never heard about this.
Oh, wow.
I think I've heard someone touch on this, but here's the deal. So,
this is brilliant.
So, a long time ago, his record company basically was like, hey, your career might be done, you know, so let's scoot you on out.
Right.
But to prove them wrong, he showed up unannounced at what was an autograph fair at the time, which is now CMA Music Fest.
Right.
And the line was endless. So he just kept signing because he said, quote, I owed it to those people to stay with them. And also, quote, the people have always been the boss as far as I know, so I'm just going to go out and ask them. So what a way to just prove himself right, or see who was right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was 1996. And
okay,
then,
right. See, bam! That was a long time ago. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So anyways, Garth Brooks, that's why I'm convinced he's a cyborg, because I could not sit there
that
and
guy,
sign autographs.
He has 23 hours straight. Amazing engine.
He is.
To go.
He's like a locomotive.
Yep.
All right, so Jason Aldean's working on new music. We know this because he posted a picture of himself.
Oh, cool.
Wearing headphones. He's in front of a mic and some sheet music. He captioned it, back in the studio today working on album 10. That was on Instagram, so we know he's up to something. So we're keeping up with the award shows. There are so many. Like tonight, don't forget, Billboard Music Awards on NBC.
Okay.
And that features like Luke Combs. Garth Brooks gets the iconic... gosh, what was the award? I lost it. But anyways, he gets honored in a big way.
Big award.
Weird. And then also there is the CMT Music Awards on October 21st. They've added Sam Hunt, Shania Twain, Morgan Wallen, Gabby Barrett, and a few other joint performances from other artists that you love. So
that's awesome.
Yep, that's coming up. And now we got new music.
Yes.
From Kane Brown, who's a big portion of tonight's Billboard Music Awards. He has a few nominations and whatnot, so we're excited for him. This is called Worship You with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
Your kisses have a higher power. Your body, baby, it's divine. Every time I see you smile, it's like I've seen the light. Sleeping next to you is heaven, but you are.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
Time to tell everybody about some good stuff. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook, Twitter, KX969. We'd love to brag about it. What's yours today, Coryell?
Well, I think this is a good show of the Nebraska mentality.
Okay.
I found this photo on Nebraska Through the Lens, the photo group on Facebook. And the caption says, only in Nebraska, please pay for your pumpkins on the honor system. And it's called The Pumpkin Patch. A cute little setup that's on Highway 34, just east of Eagle.
Okay.
But yeah, so what a cool thing that you can just basically help yourself to pumpkins, and then you put money in a can there.
That's brilliant.
There's a sign that says, serve yourself, please put money in the can. So it's like honor system pumpkins, which I think is super cool.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Oscar, Nick, your good thing.
Okay, so I've got, it's one good thing, but it's two people, and... first of all, big congratulations to Lincoln High grad Bob Wilson, who won the Nobel Peace Prize, or the Nobel Prize for Economics, which is super awesome. So Lincoln High, shout out to you guys.
I'm speechless. That is amazing. Yes.
Now, he won it with another guy whose name's Paul. It's Paul Milgram, okay? Paul, his story is interesting because in his neighborhood, his neighbor Robert Wilson, who also won a Nobel Prize, super smart neighborhood. This is in California, Stanford University.
Okay.
But his neighbor also that day won a Nobel Prize.
What?
Like you do.
Well, Robert didn't have, he's TV, doesn't do TV, doesn't do NASA. They couldn't call him to get a hold of him. They couldn't get a hold of him
to tell him
unplugged.
He won.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but he does have a Nest camera on his house.
Which is so funny. Like, this all makes sense. I don't know why it does.
His neighbor, Robert Wilson, walks over, and there's this great video, and I retweeted it, of the Nest, where this guy walks up and he's like, open your door. You won the Nobel Prize. Open up. Someone's trying to call you. They called me because they know we're neighbors.
And the guy shouting at the other through the Nest to tell the guy that he'd won the Nobel Prize.
Just won one also.
He just won one also.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And he's like, they called me and they want to tell you you also won one.
This is that's like almost a comedy of errors. That's
right?
Insane.
So there's this great video and they're both like, his wife is just standing there like, is he not answering? It's late. And he's like, and you won a prize.
He's like, this is kind of a, I don't know if you are interested,
it's kind of a big deal. You won. So yeah, so there's that. Same prize, two awesome stories.
That's a good thing.
Very cool. My good thing is a high school state softball championship start today.
Oh, good luck.
In Hastings.
Yeah.
At the Smith Softball Complex. There are a ton of great teams in this from Class A to Class C.
The most beautiful complex in the state.
Is it?
It's awesome.
You've played out there before.
All the time. So, yeah. Yep, it's gorgeous.
And you can actually go and watch the state softball championships. Tickets are available online. Go to NSAAhome.org to grab your tickets for that. Bring your mask, do your social distance. But best of luck to all the ladies and coaches out there for the state softball championships. I know that the state girls golf wrapped up recently with North Platte and Broken Bow and Scotts Bluff all winning with the state girls golf. So the golf championships are continuing on and the state softball championships continue on and getting to support our favorite high school athletes.
Awesome.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, a sex-crazed duck. You think it's like...
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
We like to give you some animal stories, but this one is so extreme that we have to give you just this story alone, as there is an issue involving...
I don't know if I... Oh, yeah, here we go. Hi.
A mailman being attacked by a sex-crazed duck.
Sex-crazed duck?
That yes. happens sometimes, man.
So a British mail carrier cries foul...
Oh my god.
After a vicious sex maniac duck ruffled his feathers during his rounds.
Oh wow.
But its owners apologized and promised to keep the horny bird under control, according to a recent report. So Steve Hins, 58, was first attacked by Bob the Duck on Saturday when he tried to deliver letters to the duck's owners. After the sex crazed duck chased him again twice. Steve vowed not to return unless Bob's owners hatched a plan to contain him.
Maybe Steve needs to stop looking so sexy in his little mailman outfit. How about that?
Yeah. To me, like the thinking of ducks with their own sexuality is just so weird to me.
Really?
Yes.
So
didn't you grow up watching cartoons as kids?
Yeah.
The owners of the duck were like, we're really sorry. He was a really sweet duck. We got him before... during the coronavirus lockdown, Bob was hatched May 5th. He was so lovely, so handsome, and he started to love us. He was so cuddly, and we were feeding him by hand. But now he's reached male maturity and has just become a vicious sex maniac.
I feel like they have pigeonholed this duck.
Oh, you think?
Maybe he's just a jerk. Like, why does he have to be sex crazed? Like, is he running up and like touching his butt constantly? What are we talking about here?
Well, they have another female duck named Teddy who he regularly succumbs to his amorous advances.
Oh, he chases everyone. Got a booty call.
He chases the postman, the pizza delivery man, me and my girls. We've all been pecked by Bob the Duck.
Could you imagine?
Sounds like a euphemism.
I feel like I feel like you walk to this house and he's like ready to deliver the mail, and of course their mailbox is one of those that's up by the door.
Oh yeah,
it can't be out on the street. No. It's got to be up by the door.
Too easy.
And as he's walking in, like this duck just leans his head around.
Yeah,
hey.
I picture him using his little wing to like brush aside a curtain, and he's got like a smoke in one wing, and he's like, "Are you ready?"
Yeah,
Get over making here. Eye contact.
Yeah, why don't you deliver that package over here, buddy?
He looked me square in the eyes and he said, "Let's get it on."
Quack, quack. Like, do you think leading up to this, though, the duck was just, like, verbally harassing him before he finally took it to the next step?
It's likely.
Like, you should have seen it coming for, like, a month.
Yeah.
That this duck was eventually going to take this too far.
I wonder what disgusting phrases he was squawking at him.
And then, you know, the mailman's like, "Dude, you could at least take me out to dinner."
He's like, "You make me feel so cheap."
Yes. Like, you need to make me feel pretty before this happens, all right? Poor mailman.
I've never encountered a sex-crazed duck. That I know of.
You're lucky because you got your story where you were passed out naked around a whole bunch of geese.
The crazy swans. The swans at Doan.
Although, if you were drunk enough, maybe they were. They might have been sex-crazed, and you just don't remember.
Yeah, no.
Situation.
It was either freshman or sophomore year after a party, and the naked guy made an appearance. I woke up next to the pond over by the girls' dorm.
Oh, Sheldon.
Sheldon.
Yeah.
Face down.
Oh, great.
And my buddy's like, "Hey, James, are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Don't move. Both swans are there." And yeah. I can hear the hissing.
They're sizing you up.
I must have been close to their nest or something.
Oddly enough.
No, you don't have to be close to their nest. They were
just
me
and anyone.
Oddly enough, a lot of the ladies in that dorm have this story about this like sex-crazed naked guy that was outside of their windows all night and then passed out next to the... Yeah, and passed out with the ducks.
They talk about swan
over
boy.
The swans, yeah. And they're like, this sex-crazed naked dude had no idea where he was.
Man.
Couldn't see straight. Yep.
There you go.
Man, that duck. I'd
be embarrassed to have a sex-crazed duck, to be honest.
I just feel bad for him. Like, he might be into sex, and he might be a little crazy, but, like, do they know for sure that he's sex-crazed? Right. I don't know. That's kind of mean.
I Googled, how do horny ducks behave? Oh. Maybe I should exit out.
What does it say?
Just a lot of weird things.
Does it say, like, they quack a lot?
A lot of weird things. I'm getting alternate titles here.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have to dig deep on this.
Oh, wow. All right. Now in that wormhole.
I don't want to get flagged already, though.
Coryell's going to have an essay written by tomorrow.
I'm going to have to call HR and explain myself.
Coming up next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, more free money. Your keyword for this hour is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Get that on our website at KZKX.com to score $1,000 today. And something epic came from the Huskers. Next.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's getting exciting as Husker football is almost here.
It is near.
It's not Husker football season until they put out an alternate uniform that some people hate and some people love.
That is
very polarizing.
Yeah,
always.
The marker of Husker football.
Yes, that is when you know.
Coming back.
The season is here.
And so yesterday, was it afternoon or evening that this dropped?
It was in the evening.
It was in the evening.
They did just dropped this poof, right onto Twitter.
Right
here you
in
go.
Our laps.
And here's a little bit of the audio of it.
He's coming.
I love this.
It's literally 2 straight minutes of a Husker football player in an alternate jersey scaring scary monsters.
Basically.
And like hunting down.
And like a whole crew of them.
Yeah, a whole bunch of scary monsters. I'll be honest, as I was watching it, I was like, A, this is pretty frightening. Like, they do a fantastic job with it. And then B, I'm sitting here going, this thing is like 2 minutes and some change long. This is going on forever.
I honestly, I've watched it 3 times through, which, by the way, we retweeted it on Twitter, KZKX969. You have to watch it.
Yeah, go watch it.
Even if you're not...
Don't let kids watch it, though. I think it's actually too scary for children.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say even if you're not like into horror films and stuff, just know that like it is a little creepy. I mean, it's creepy.
It's super cool, too, because they shouted out Scary Acres up in Omaha, which is where they shot this. So like a lot of the talented actors and actresses that are at Scary Acres are the ones that are in this. And it also kind of shows you how awesome their their makeup and stuff is at that place.
I even went and like followed, and I feel bad because I can't remember his name, but I found his handle, the guy who produced it or something, and I went and followed him because I fangirled so hard because it's so good, and I love horror movies and scary movies, and I will tell you this much, just this clip alone was already collectively scarier than the whole season of Haunting of Bly Manor, because it ended up being more of like a love story kind of thing, you know. Spoilers really, but yeah, I honestly, this is scarier than some movies I've watched recently.
So the uniform, if you haven't seen it, it's a white helmet, there's a black stripe with a black N on the helmet.
So slick.
They've got this really cool, but they're not allowed to wear these in games. They got a cool visor that is reflective, and it says, you can see a reflection that says Black Shirts. It's the logo.
And it's the logo, yeah.
Across the visor, but they're not allowed to wear those in games, which is dumb.
Dang it.
But then they've got, it's a white jersey with black on it, and then you got black pants with black sleeves. And the weird part about this, so like, this is the only confusion I have, is when they originally put it out, it says Husker alternate jersey worn in 2020, question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a white jersey, which typically means it's a road jersey. So I think they'll be wearing it on the road somewhere. I just don't know which game. They haven't announced it yet.
Right.
Or if they will. Because they've put out, Frost has said a million times over, we're going to have a bunch of alternates that we could go to anytime we want. They just really haven't done it yet. They haven't done like consistently. They had the black one last year, but he's made it sound like they could do this more than one game if they want
to. I'm going to be honest. I can't stop staring at these pictures. this is probably like the best. This is my favorite alternate jersey in a
while. I wonder which player that is.
That really long hair. I mean, it goes past his pecs.
Yeah, they did a nice job of picking somebody, too, who is creepy with like long. It's a white dude with like long blonde hair.
Right.
Kind of like Thor long hair, you know?
It's like a, like a light brown or sandy blonde-ish.
Yeah, but I'll say this too. The university's done such a kick butt job of this offseason. The people they hire to do all their videography and all the stuff have been on freaking point.
Right.
Like they've been absolutely great. And if you drive by the university, you're going to notice there's these things that have been put up all around the top of the stadium since there's no one allowed in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They put, and I don't know what they are. I don't know if they're cameras, if they're specific lights, if they're going to do like a 360 thing in there. I don't know. I do know the university is going to have some surprises for us, along with the fact that you can now put in your cutouts and all that.
Yeah.
I know they're going to have some surprises for us as the season gets going for the fans to make it cool for us as we're watching the games.
Right.
But I got to say, like,
I mean, I'm
well
right
done.
There with
if,
you.
If winning social media made as much sense as winning in games, we would be like national
crushing
champions
right now.
For
sure.
Good job. They got all the other stuff fixed. Now we're getting it going on the field. And
the
Austin Company will get them going. Exactly. Chenander, all those guys, excited about it.
So first game Saturday, October 24th at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And then we come back for Halloween versus Wisconsin.
Yes.
And it's going to be crazy. And we'll be down doing our thing in the rail yard ahead of time. So if you want to come down, social distance party with us, we got your hookup down there.
Coming up
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, Beth and Brian need us to settle some.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
That's it, I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 6.9.
And it's Beth who reached out to us today to get a little assistance with her husband, Brian, and a situation they have going on. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. Glad to talk to you.
Yeah, you know, glad to talk to you, too. So what's going on with you and Brian?
Yeah.
Well, I really trust the listeners at KZKX. I mean, I think they'll understand. But
okay.
I'm really afraid of COVID. I'm so afraid, and I don't want to go out, and my husband thinks it's okay maybe to go out to dinner once and be safe, and I just think it's a death sentence. I don't want to hug my grandchildren and kill them. I don't want them to kill me. I'm really, you know, we've been in the house for so long, maybe I'm losing it. I don't know, but I don't want to go out.
Okay, how long, I guess... So have you been
cooped up the entire
cooped
time,
up staying home like since March basically? Is that what you're kind of saying?
Yes, I don't go out. My husband does the grocery shop, and I won't even go to the store.
Okay. Oh wow!
I have a question. Are you considered high risk?
Yes, I'm considered high risk. I have a rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay. That's understandable.
And, yeah, I mean.
And you're nervous, and you're not sure, and he wants to get out, is what you're. He's saying, hey, let's get going. He's
you
getting
guys
a little,
need to get a little date night,
a little
going
cabin
on.
Fever going on.
Right, but I'm just so afraid. I mean, it's a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Well, let's bring on our husband. Yeah. Let's see what he
Brian
has to say.
Brian is with us as well. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
So, give us your side of things on what's going on with you and Beth.
Well, I understand that she's afraid and that she has valid fears. However, I think it's gone a little too far to the point where, I don't know, she's like almost a shut-in and afraid, you know, to go outside, that I think it would be good for her. I just want to kind of see the grandkids again before they start shaving.
Yeah.
Trust me, man. Before they start shaving.
I'll tell you right now, my mom and dad are going nuts over this thing because they haven't got to see their three grandkids.
My mom is too because she has rheumatoid arthritis and has to stay home.
Brian, how long do you think you guys have been kind of holed up? I mean, has it been, have you?
Oh, it's been like 6 months.
Oh, since so you March. Have taken it seriously since day one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you should, I suppose. But...
So the good news here is. You guys are basically saying, hey, man, we just want to hear from people, basically people in eastern Nebraska, our listeners, to see what they think and their thoughts on how things are and kind of give you guys some ideas of what's going on so you guys can make a good judgment. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'd like her to feel comfortable without having to wear a boy in the bubble suit.
Yeah.
You guys are a great married couple.
Are you,
I love it.
Are you wanting to just do like dinner or something, or are you trying to make like a whole night of it and go a bunch of places?
Well, let's just go easy. I'm ready just for dinner.
See how it goes.
And go out and have some dinner. Right. And everybody wears their masks into the restaurant. There's even outdoor seating. I mean, there's that too.
I'm willing to compromise in any way just so that she starts to engage a little bit more in life.
Okay. Well, sometimes you need it, too. You need some interaction.
I have thoughts on this, but I want to save them. I want to hear what our listeners say first.
Let's take it to our people.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. We'll get it up for you, KX969. Whose side are you on? Are you Team Beth? We just need to stay home because COVID's a really bad thing and they're scared to go out. Or are you Team Brian? It's going to be okay for us to just go have dinner. Just a little bit of outside time because we are shut-ins. We've been stuck at home since March without anything
to do. Is it worth the risk, so to speak?
Right. Are you Team Beth? Stay home. Or are you Team Brian? It's a couples therapy Wednesday and a very heated conversation. I mean, people are definitely one side or the other when it comes to what's going on with COVID.
I guess everybody is starting to form their opinions.
Yeah.
As time has moved on, people are getting, you know, educating themselves in their own manner and coming up with their own opinions on the topic. So it's interesting to hear, and I think this is good for our couple, to hear the different thought processes about COVID by a lot of people.
And so we want to know from you what side you're on. Are you Team Beth, staying home, avoiding COVID at all possibles? Or are you Team Brian? We should go out to dinner. We should try to be out and be social because we've been shut in since March.
And he's looking just for like a dinner night quick to see some family and not like a romp all over town.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're not going to go partying at Brothers. I mean, it's
not going to have a wild time.
So what side are you on? Good morning.
Personally, if I did not have to go out, I would not.
Okay.
For work is the only time I go out. Otherwise, I do have my groceries delivered, and I go nowhere else.
And she also is like, I really don't care for people. I'm perfectly fine being at home by myself. Your team, Brian, good morning.
I'm a mental health therapist that works in the psych ward.
Okay.
And since COVID started, we've had an increase of people being admitted because of the anxiety due to COVID. And so I've been working every day since COVID started. Actually, I've been working more than normal because our numbers have been so high because of the isolation piece. So I would recommend that she just go out with a mask, stay away from people, like socially distance, wash your hands, because there's like the research shows that you have to be around people for at least 15 minutes in a very close area to catch this. So it's like less contagious than the flu, you know? So so I think she should really start going out and seeing those grandkids because that's more important. That's more important.
For certain.
You know, I place a big emphasis on mental health, and I struggle myself and whatnot. So I do get that portion, especially since Brian had mentioned they're becoming a little bit of like a hermit couple, or he's worried, and she even recognizes that about herself too. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess if Beth is open to the idea of just testing the waters and maybe has a good positive effect on her mental health, maybe that'll help ease some of her fears.
Maybe. Yeah.
But that was a good way to put it.
There's some good ways too. Like I would recommend, especially if you're missing the grandkids, okay? I would recommend like go to a park, and then as hard as it's going to be, I would say for the first few times, just like try not to hug them. And try, because kids are in school. I don't know what their ages are, but like I will say, you know, my dad is very high risk, and I'm high risk, not as much as my father. And I'm a little nerve wracking at first when my kids went back to school,
right?
You know, because like I could kind of control their environment that they were in before, and the schools are doing a good job here in Lincoln.
But you don't know.
Exactly. You can let us know Facebook or Twitter KX969 or 466-9696. What team are you on? Are you team Beth stay in or team Brian go out? We'll get the results of the online polls and get more of your calls coming up next.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Couples Therapy with Beth and Brian, and the issue at hand is they have been basically home since March, and Brian's getting a little stir crazy. And wants to go out for dinner with his wife, Beth. She does not want to go anywhere. COVID scares the crap out of her. And since she's worried about it being a death sentence and doesn't want to be anywhere that people will be.
And I think it's important to note that she did say she has rheumatoid arthritis, right?
Right.
So she is considered a higher risk category. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can see where she's coming from. But at the same time, I see where Brian's coming from. For me personally, I think she should test the waters a little bit.
Go out there and give it a try.
I think she should and be as safe as she can. It seems that that's quite a few people's explanation, too. Like Shannon on Facebook, KX969, she said, get out of the house. It will do you some good. Be safe. Wash your hands. Use sanitizer. Wear your mask. Go out to dinner early when it's not very busy, or go in the middle of the afternoon on a Sunday and like just basically get out and live your life.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
I don't really believe some of this COVID stuff. People are just treating it worse than the flu, which it's really not.
Okay. Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
Okay.
Team Beth.
Okay, what's up?
I just think he should take in consideration her high risk, and there's always alternate ways.
Okay, to be able to go out and do
to
stuff.
To engage and stuff like that, yeah.
Kix, hi, good morning. Where are you at on this?
I am on the side of the husband. Okay. I also have rheumatoid arthritis, and someone once told me you have a choice to live like a lion or a choice to live like a lamb, and that choice is up to you.
Okay, so you've gone out and enjoyed life.
Yes, I've been working through the entire pandemic. I'm on immune suppressants, and again, really high risk for me, but if you're confident in the way that you protect yourself, then you should be confident in your health.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That is a hot take. I like that.
We've had lots of suggestions of just getting some takeout and going and doing a picnic. Like with the grandkids.
Oh, that's like a hybrid mix.
Yeah.
As a solution.
I would suggest call your doctor and talk to your doctor about it a little bit and just say, hey, what can I do? What do you think? Because, like, for instance, like I said, I'm high risk. I have an autoimmune disorder. And I talked to my doctor about it, and he kind of was like, look, age factors in this thing. health, you know, are you a healthy person
right.
otherwise? Do you work out, that kind of stuff?
And you are, yeah.
So like, for me, they were like, you're high risk, but lower of the high risk people.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm careful. I play softball all over the country and do stuff, but I'm careful. So that would be my suggestion to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to admit, there was a time where I was being super careful. I wasn't coming into work, you know, I was staying home, doing all that
yeah.
stuff. And I hadn't seen my parents for like almost 2.5 months. And I gotta say, mentally, it was wearing hard on
Tough.
Me. Like, I really, and we were still going because Jess's dad decided, hey, I'm all right. You know, I'll see you guys. Come on out anytime you want. You know, that kind of thing.
He wasn't worried about
it. And I gotta say, it was really hard on me because it was awesome to see him. And it just made me miss my parents more.
Yeah.
The mental health side of this thing, the last 6 months,
big
I think
deal.
Is a big deal for people to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, on Twitter, 93% of the people say you guys should just go out. And partake in just some you time, whether it be at a restaurant or whatever. So a good majority of our listeners on Twitter think you guys should go out. I think what is Facebook, it's a mix.
Yeah, it seems like a mix of comments, a little more towards
going out.
Team Brian.
Yeah.
Okay. I like a message we got on Twitter, KZKX969. To paraphrase, they basically said at the end, this is not going to be gone overnight. Just respect it. So I guess that makes sense. I mean, if you're gonna hole up the whole time, you might be there a really long time.
Right.
So
Beth, hearing all of this, what are you thinking?
Well, my favorite suggestion was the picnic because I can watch the kids play and I don't have to hug them and I'm making my own food.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a good start.
Okay.
But I am definitely petrified of this disease. I don't want to get it.
Sure.
I don't want to spend the money to be sick and be in a hospital. And I am afraid, and I think I have a good cause to be.
Okay. Yeah. What I love about you
solid.
Two is you guys are both being open-minded. You have your thoughts, but you're also being open-minded enough to listen to the other person
right.
and hear what other people think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, because that means you're going to, you know, I think that's cool.
A good marriage is based on compromise, right?
There you go.
Exactly.
I really love you two.
I like these
they're
two.
Adorable.
I know. It's goals
Brian.
Here.
Okay, well, you two, thank you so much for listening to us every day. We really appreciate you doing that. And I hope we've given you some good advice.
Oh, you guys are the best.
Okay. Well.
Yes. Thank you so much.
It's not us. It's our listeners.
Yeah,
they're the best.
Exactly.
They're
the ones. They're the ones who've got your
they're
back.
They're getting you through it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you both.
Yep.
Be safe.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so, bye-bye. If you need our help, we're here for you with couples therapy every Wednesday. Just reach out, Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Gosh, they were so nice.
They were very sweet. We wish them the absolute best.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. God have mercy on your soul.
We all have a friend who is a little bit more challenged than others. I mean, we're all a little bit clueless about something.
Right.
And this was a Twitter video that Husker Nick found of three friends, a guy and two girls, having a conversation out to, I think, margaritas or something.
Yeah, I think they're like all 21 and 22 years old, roughly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're all just out over margaritas, having a conversation. And the guy in this is cracking up, man. He's looking at this girl like, are you kidding me? And he's just kind of egging her on a little bit, too.
Yep.
You got to hear it.
Here it is.
I won't touch you. Just ask it again.
Is Canada its own country? What is it? Its own what?
What else would it be?
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it is.
It's a country?
Gary, I had to talk with you about this.
I've asked you?
Yes.
Her friend is like, I told you this. We've already talked about this. Canada's a country. It's a real thing.
And she does. I don't understand. What did she miss? Like school?
Evidently, I think she thinks Canada is part of the United States. I think.
Yeah. Here's the rest.
You were like, no, it's not. It's part of the United States. Because remember, I was like, if you go to Buffalo, we're on the borderline of Canada.
But since there's only 50 countries, there's one of them.
There's only 50.
What?
There are 50 states.
I love
it. You have to have a passport.
Why have I never heard of that?
Why did I never figure that out? You have to have a passport to get into Canada.
I love her friend. The guy that's filming this keeps flipping the camera back to him.
His reaction.
When he's reacting to what she's saying. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, oh, girl. Like, come on.
I like how they're not being mean.
No. He's just...
Because I've had moments as well.
They think it's hilarious.
Oh, your best moment ever was...
Which one? Which one?
The eyes one.
Oh!
Share this story with
please.
The rest of us.
It's
so
ridiculous.
What are we talking about?
Oh my goodness. Oh. And it pops up every year about this time because it shows up on memories.
Yeah.
So a while ago, a couple years ago, do you remember the prank where you tell somebody to spell the word eyes? Or no, what does E-Y-E-S spell?
Mm-hmm.
And that's eyes, of course. But you set it up where you like... You kind of trick the brain. I can't remember exactly how it happens, but you literally ask somebody, what does E-Y-E-S spell? But the way they set it up is so misleading, and my roommate got me at the time. It was misleading because
you went on for 55 seconds.
Oh no, she says what does Y-E-S spell?
Oh yeah,
spell?
Okay,
I
know.
And I say yes, and she goes, what does E-Y-E-S spell? And when I first saw the challenge of tricking people, I thought it was a funny way to get someone to say like, yes, because that would be kind of like how you would say it, I think. So, and I never watched these prank videos to the full end. I got bored with it and I didn't get
the joke of it. Okay.
So I thought she was trying to pull it over, like pull a fast one on me. And I'm like, no, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me to say yes. And she was cracking up.
Yeah.
And she knows how to get under my skin. Her name's Amanda. I love her so much. We call her Red, but I've never wanted to bury a body more. And she put it on Facebook like live or something, and
it
has like,
it truly is my absolute favorite video to watch.
And the best part is I am in, because it's in October, it's near Halloween, and this is pre-COVID, so of course we're going to a party, and I am in Mary Catherine Gallagher costume, homemade one.
Yep.
So I already look like a nutcase. And yeah, and at the end, she's like, what do you have two of on your face? And I'm like, bobby pins? I'll never live it down.
It's one of my favorite. We'll find the video. We'll post it.
JP, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. Well, I mean, that's what friends are for. To look out for your other friends so they don't think that Canada is part of the United States.
Coming up next.
Yo! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Another keyword to win $1,000. Your word for this hour is flag, F-L-A-G. Get on our website, KZKX.com. And your favorite things about fall. You can get on that conversation now on the Morning Show page on Facebook.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Well, you know what? At least the weather's turned.
Oh, sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Oh, God, I was...
Finally, sweater weather. Sweater weather.
About time.
It's about time. Sweater weather. Finally, sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Everybody likes sweater weather.
I dare any creative content person to come up with a better soundbite to introduce fall. More iconic than that.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
But yeah, people are loving the fact that the fall season is finally here.
I am jazzed.
Really?
I love fall. Favorite season.
Your favorite holiday.
That's my favorite season too.
And it's been my favorite. And
what constitutes fall for you though? What's the temperature range?
So we talked about this a little bit yesterday. For me, here's the deal. For me, just because I'm kind of like a wuss a little bit, if I know that I have to be out and about comfortably, I'd want it to be like 68 or something like that. Because then you can like, I feel like it's a good comfortable temperature. But lounging around the house, hearing the wind, watching the leaves and not having to deal with it outside, like a mid-50s.
I bet you ask her, Nick, what do you think?
I gauge it off of can I comfortably wear shorts and a hoodie?
That's what I was saying.
Right now, yeah.
But I ain't wearing a hoodie at 68 degrees.
No.
That's like warm. Cool summer weather.
53 was what the survey
is
found.
Is that what it
53
was?
53 degrees was the perfect fall temp.
Yeah, fall's below 60, above 45 would be fall to me.
Yeah, I'd like mid-60s-ish if I have to be like out and about at a pumpkin patch. Because honestly, I mean, it does usually get pretty hot if you're in like heavy fall gear, you know?
Right.
But I'd like to be able to wear like a simple long sleeve and like a pair of leggings or like athletic pants or something like that, where it would be like a comfortable
temperature. So like we like to do, for me, fall is watching football outside in the driveway with the TV, and I got a fire pit going.
Yes.
If it's too hot, that fire pit isn't warming me. Like, I, you know what I mean? Like, that's there to warm me a little bit.
Right.
Then it's not fall.
Well, in that case, I definitely want it to be, like, in the 50s range, though.
Yeah. Like, I think 60 down to 45. There's a 15-degree window that is sitting there.
There is.
And once you get below 45, it's usually windy, and you're like, oh, who brought winter?
Yeah.
This is stupid.
Yes.
What is happening? It's too early.
Like, that would be like, that was like this morning. We cracked the window at night because it feels so good going to bed. Mm-hmm. But then when I'm up at, like, 4:30 in the morning getting dressed.
Yeah,
it's cold.
I'm like, it is. You can hang meat in here.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd ask you your three favorite things about fall. For me, it would be football, chili, and like scary movies. Like Friday the 13th was on AMC last night.
I love it.
I had to stop and watch it.
Does Thanksgiving count as fall or winter for you guys?
I think of it as fall.
Yeah. So do I.
It's a fall holiday.
Listen, man. Thanksgiving, literally the greatest day of the year. That is the, all caps, greatest day of the year.
I look
forward
to
Thanksgiving.
It, but I also despise it because I have little to no self-control. And I always
eat
into oblivion. And I know, but I just... I get so bloated so easy, man. And then it's like... And then I'm always drinking beer for sure at the holidays. Well, and then... Well, I guess and some wine and maybe some spirits.
That's why
I don't know.
The whole sitting on the couch watching football and unbuttoning your pants. Like, I've tried to convince my wife this. Like, that's not some dude thing. Everybody should enjoy that. Like, that's you.
That's me in a nutshell.
Let your belly hang out.
Not at the holidays.
Unbutton that bad boy and watch football. Fall asleep for a little bit, wake back up, drink more beer.
Sunday.
Oh my God.
On the morning show page.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
If you want to jump in, there's quite a few now. The top three favorite things about fall for you. I like, let me find it. Jill says, less bugs, less humidity. And I am with her on that because that's the biggest thing I don't like about summer is when it's really humid and there's a lot of bugs around.
Right. Crystal, hot chocolate and schnapps. Kids going back outside without dying of heat 5 minutes later. The bugs and snakes go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick said archery deer season, rifle deer season, and trout fishing.
Yes.
So we have an outdoorsman there.
Nailed
you
it.
Thrive at this time.
Nailed it.
Husker tailgates, boots, and crock pots.
There's a lot of mention of Husker football.
It's
it should be a part of your
in another three. In another what we got like however many days 10 days we'll get finally to feel like it's fall because we'll have a little Husker football.
I think that's why it feels so off right now is because we haven't had the the kickoff and the real yard and stuff like that, and
we aren't quite there yet.
We're getting there.
But if you want to join in, you can put it up on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, your top three favorite things about fall, and be a part of that conversation.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On the way, it's an Nitty Gritty for Music City and Couples Therapy.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Well, Garth might actually be a cyborg. I am convinced of this. We're keeping up with the award shows. Plus, there's more new music on the way.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Garth, well, good a cyborg? Morning.
Yes. Yeah.
What?
I think he's part robot. So we all know Garth is unstoppable. He's an unstoppable force.
Right.
Well, he recently talked about the time that he signed autographs for 23 straight hours.
Wait. Oh, is this at CMA Fest?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I heard this is an amazing
story.
See,
and I've never heard about this.
Oh, wow.
I think I've heard someone like touch on this, but here's the deal. So,
this is brilliant.
So, a long time ago, his record company basically was like, hey, your career might be done, you know, so let's scoot you on out.
Right.
But to prove them wrong, he showed up unannounced at what was an autograph fair at the time, which is now CMA Music Fest.
Right.
And the line was endless. So he just kept signing because he said, quote, I owed it to those people to stay with them. And also, quote, the people have always been the boss as far as I know, so I'm just going to go out and ask them. So what a way to just prove himself right, or see who was right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was 1996. And
okay,
then,
right. See, bam! That was a long time ago. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So anyways, Garth Brooks, that's why I'm convinced he's a cyborg, because I could not sit there
that
and
guy,
sign autographs.
He has 23 hours straight. Amazing engine.
He is.
To go.
He's like a locomotive.
Yep.
All right, so Jason Aldean's working on new music. We know this because he posted a picture of himself wearing headphones. He's in front of a mic and some sheet music. He captioned it, back in the studio today working on album 10 that was on Instagram. So we know he's up to something. Right. So we're keeping up with the award shows. There are so many. Like tonight, don't forget, Billboard Music Awards on NBC.
Right.
And that features like Luke Combs. Garth Brooks gets the iconic... gosh, what was the award? I lost it. But anyways, he gets honored in a big way.
Big award.
Weird. And then also there is the CMT Music Awards on October 21st. They've added Sam Hunt, Shania Twain, Morgan Wallen, Gabby Barrett, and a few other joint performances from other artists that you love. So
that's awesome.
Yep, that's coming up. And now we got new music.
Yes.
From Kane Brown, who's a big portion of tonight's Billboard Music Awards. He has a few nominations and whatnot, so we're excited for him. This is called Worship You with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L with Kicks 96.9.
Your kisses have a higher power. Your body, baby, it's divine. Every time I see you smile, it's like I've seen the light. Sleeping next to you is heaven, but you already know about that. Wanna glorify every part of you so bad. Don't get me wrong, I'm a God-fearing Christian man. But if you were a religion then, damn, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you. Sing your praise. I might have to go to church, yeah, every single night and day. Yeah, I might have to hit my knees, 'cause you laid on me like the truth, and you love me like hallelujah. I might have to worship you. Yeah, I might have to worship you. I might have to worship you. You could turn it into wine, but girl, it feels like a miracle that you're mine. So don't get me wrong, I'm a God-fearing Christian man. But if you were a religion then, damn, yeah, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you. I might have to sing your praise. I might have to go to church, yeah, every single night. Fearing Christian man, but if you were a religion then, damn, said I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you. I might have to sing your praise. I might have to go to church, yeah, every single night and day. I might have to hit my knees, 'cause you laid on me like the truth, and you love me like hallelujah.
Liz and Husker Nick.
And by the way, new music from Kane Brown. You can get it on our Now Playing button at KZKX.com. Coming up, a couple therapy Wednesday, and you helping a great little couple out.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
That's it. Add it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kick. 96.9.
And it's Beth who reached out to us today to get a little bit of assistance with her husband, Brian, and a situation they have going on. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. Glad to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm glad to talk to you, too. So what's going on with you and Brian?
Yeah.
Well, I really trust the listeners at KZKX. I mean, I think they'll understand. But
okay.
I'm really afraid of COVID. I'm so afraid, and I don't want to go out. And my husband thinks it's okay maybe to go out to dinner once and be safe. And I just think it's a death sentence. I don't want to hug my grandchildren and kill them. I don't want them to kill me. I'm really, you know, we've been in the house for so long. Maybe I'm losing it. I don't know. But I don't want to go out.
Okay. How long, I guess... So have you been
cooped up the entire time?
Cooped up, staying home, like since March, basically? Is that what you're kind of saying?
Yes, I don't go out. My husband does the grocery shop, and I won't even go to the store.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I have a question. Are you considered high risk?
Yes, I'm considered high risk. I have a rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay. That's understandable. And,
yeah, I mean...
And you're nervous, and you're not sure, and he wants to get out, is what you're... He's saying, hey, let's get going. He's getting
a little cabin fever going on.
Right, but I'm just so afraid. I mean, it's a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Well, let's bring on our husband. Yeah. Let's see what
Brian is with us as well. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
So,
good morning.
Give us your side of things on what's going on with you and Beth.
Well, I understand that she's afraid. And that she has valid fears. However, I think it's gone a little too far to the point where, I don't know, she's like almost a shut-in and afraid, you know, to go outside. That I think it would be good for her. I just want to kind of see the grandkids again before they... start shaving.
Before they
start shaving.
I'll tell you right now, my mom and dad are going nuts over this thing because they haven't got to really hardly see their three grandkids.
My mom is too because she has rheumatoid arthritis and has to stay home.
Brian, how long do you think you guys have been kind of holed up? I mean, has it been, have you?
Oh, it's been like 6 months.
Oh, so you have taken it seriously since day one. Okay, mm-hmm. I mean, you should, I suppose. But...
So the good news here is... You guys are basically saying, hey, man, we just want to hear from people, basically people in eastern Nebraska, our listeners, to see what they think and their thoughts on how things are and kind of give you guys some ideas of what's going on so you guys can make a good judgment. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like her to feel comfortable without having to wear a boy in the bubble suit.
You guys are a great married couple.
Are you,
I love it.
Are you wanting to just do like dinner or something, or are you trying to make like a whole night of it and go a bunch of places?
Well, let's just go easy. I'm ready just for dinner.
See how it goes.
And go out and have some dinner. Right. And everybody wears their masks into the restaurant. There's even outdoor seating. I mean, there's that too.
I'm willing to compromise in any way just so that she starts to engage a little bit more in life.
Okay. Sometimes you need it, too. You need some interaction.
I have thoughts on this, but I want to save them. I want to hear what our listeners say first.
Let's take it to our people.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. Whose side are you on? Are you Team Beth? We just need to stay home because COVID's a really bad thing, and they're scared to go out. Or are you Team Brian? It's going to be okay for us to just go have dinner. Just a little bit of outside time because we are shut-ins. We've been stuck at home since March without anything to do.
Is it worth the risk, so to speak?
It's a couples therapy Wednesday and a very heated conversation I mean, people are definitely one side or the other when it comes to what's going on with COVID.
I guess everybody is starting to form their opinions.
Yeah.
As time has moved on, people are getting, you know, educating themselves in their own manner and coming up with their own opinions on
right.
the topic. So it's interesting to hear, and I think this is good for our couple, to hear the different
right.
thought processes about COVID
right.
by for a lot sure. of people.
And so we want to know from you, what side you're on. Are you team Beth, staying home, avoiding COVID at all possibles? Or are you team Brian? We should go out to dinner. We should try to be out and be social because we've been shut in since March.
And he's looking just for like a dinner night quick to see right. some family and not like a, you know, a romp all over town.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're not going to go partying at Brothers. I mean, it's
not going to have dinner. A wild time.
So what side are you on? Good morning.
Personally, if I did not have to go out, I would not.
No, okay.
For work is the only time I go out. Otherwise, I do have my groceries delivered, and I go nowhere else.
And she also was like, I really don't care for people. I'm perfectly fine being at home by myself. Your team, Brian, good morning.
I'm a mental health therapist that works in the psych ward.
Okay.
And since COVID started, we've had an increase of people being admitted because of the anxiety due to COVID. And so I've been working every day since COVID started. Actually, I've been working more than normal because our numbers have been so high because of the isolation
right.
piece. So I would recommend that she just go out with a mask, stay away from people, like socially distance, wash your hands, because there's like the research shows that you have to be around people for at least 15 minutes in a very close area to catch this. So it's like less contagious than the flu, you know? So, so I think she should really start going out and seeing those grandkids because that's more important. That's more important.
For certain.
You know, I place a big emphasis on mental health, and I struggle myself and whatnot. So I do get that portion, especially since Brian had mentioned they're becoming a little bit of like a hermit couple, or he's
right.
worried, and she even recognizes that about herself too. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess if Beth is open to the idea of just testing the waters and maybe has a good positive effect on her mental health, maybe that'll help ease some of her fears.
Maybe. Yeah.
But that was a good way to put it.
There's some good ways too. Like I would recommend, especially if you're missing the grandkids. Okay. I would recommend like go to a park and then as hard as it's going to be, I would say for the first few times, just like try not to hug them. And try, because
right.
kids are in school. I don't know what their ages are, but like I will say, you know, my dad is very high risk, and I'm high risk, not as much as my father. And it's a little nerve wracking at first when my kids went back to school,
right?
You know, because like I could kind of control their environment that they were in before, and the schools are doing a good job here
yeah.
in Lincoln.
But you don't know.
You don't know,
you're not
and
there.
It's yeah,
right. yeah,
exactly. You can let us know Facebook or Twitter KX969 or 466-9696. What team are you on? Are you team Beth stay in or team Brian go out? Couples therapy with Beth and Brian, and the issue at hand is they have been basically home since March, and Brian's getting a little stir crazy and wants to go out for dinner with his wife, Beth. She does not want to go anywhere. COVID scares the crap out of her. And since she's worried about it being a death sentence and doesn't want to be anywhere that people will be.
And I think
right
it's
now.
Important to note that she did say she has rheumatoid arthritis, right?
Right.
So she is considered a higher risk category.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can see where she's coming from, but at the same time, I see where Brian's coming from. For me personally, I think she should test the waters a little bit.
Go out there and give it a try.
I think she should and be as safe as she can. It seems that that's quite a few people's explanation, too. Like Shannon on Facebook, KX969, she said, get out of the house. It will do you some good. Be safe. Wash your hands. Use sanitizer. Wear your mask. Go out to dinner early when it's not very busy, or go in the middle of the afternoon on a Sunday and like just basically get out and live your life.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
I don't really believe some of this COVID stuff. People are just treating it worse than the flu, which it's really not.
Okay. Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
Okay.
Team Beth.
Okay, what's up?
I just think he should take in consideration her high risk, and there's always alternate ways to
Okay, to be like, able to go out and do
to
stuff.
To engage and stuff like that, yeah.
Kixi, good morning. Where are you at on this?
I am on the side of the husband. Okay. I also have rheumatoid arthritis, and someone once told me you have a choice to live like a lion or a choice to live like a lamb, and that choice is up to you.
Okay, so you've gone out and enjoyed life.
Yes, I've been working through the entire pandemic. I'm on immune suppressants, and again, really high risk for me, but if you're confident in the way that you protect yourself, then you should be confident in your health.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That is a hot take. I like that.
Yeah. We've had lots of suggestions of just getting some takeout and going and doing a picnic. Like with the grandkids.
Oh, that's like a
distance,
hybrid mix.
Yeah.
As a solution.
I would suggest call your doctor and talk to your doctor about it a little bit and just say, hey, what can I do? What do you think? Because, like, for instance, like I said, I'm high risk. I have an autoimmune disorder. And I talked to my doctor about it, and he kind of was like, look, age factors in this thing. Health, you know, are you a healthy person?
Right.
Otherwise, do you work out? That kind of stuff.
And you are, yeah.
So, for me, they were like, you're high risk, but lower of the high risk people.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm careful. I play softball all over the country and do stuff, but I'm careful. So that would be my suggestion to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to admit, there was a time where I was being super careful. I wasn't coming into work, you know, I was staying home, doing all that stuff. And I hadn't seen my parents for like almost 2.5 months. And I got to say, mentally, it was wearing hard on
me.
Like, I really, and we were still going because Jess's dad decided, hey, I'm all right. You know, I'll see you guys. Come on out anytime you want. You know, that kind of thing.
He wasn't worried about
it. And I got to say, it was really hard on me because it was awesome to see him. And it just made me miss my parents more.
Yeah.
The mental health side of this thing, the last 6 months,
big
I think
deal.
Is a big deal for people to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, on Twitter, 93% of the people say you guys should just go out. And partake in just some you time, whether it be at a restaurant or whatever. So a good majority of our listeners on Twitter think you guys should go out. I think what is Facebook, it's a mix.
It seems like a mix of comments, a little more towards
going out.
Team Brian.
Yeah. Okay.
I like a message we got on Twitter, KZKX969, to paraphrase, they basically said at the end, this is not going to be gone overnight. Just respect it. So I guess that makes sense. I mean, if you're gonna hole up the whole time, you might be there a really long time.
Right.
So
Beth, hearing all of this, what are you thinking?
Well, my favorite suggestion was the picnic because I can watch the kids play and I don't have to hug them, and I'm making my own food.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a good start.
Okay.
But I am definitely petrified of this disease. I don't want to get it.
Sure.
I don't want to spend the money to be sick and be in a hospital, and I am afraid, and I think I have a good cause to be.
Yeah. What I love about you
solid.
Two is you guys are both being open-minded. You have your thoughts, but you're also being open-minded enough to listen to the other person and hear what other people think about
it.
Which is awesome, because that means I think that's
a good
cool.
Marriage is based on compromise, right?
Exactly.
I really love you
two. I like these
two.
Adorable. I know. It's goals
Ryan.
Here.
Okay, well, you two, thank you so much for listening to us every day. We really appreciate you doing that, and I hope we've given you some good advice.
Oh, you guys are the best.
Okay. Well.
Yes. Thank you so much. Love
it's not
guys.
Us. It's our listeners.
Yeah, our
they're
listeners.
The best.
Exactly.
They're the ones.
They're the ones who've got your
they're
back.
They're getting you through
thank
it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you both.
Yep.
Be safe.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. So, bye-bye. If you need our help, we're here for you with couples therapy every Wednesday. Just reach out, Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
They were so nice.
They were sweet.
Coming up next.
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
More free money coming your way. The current word is touchdown. One word in our website at KZKX.com. Courtesy of Tommy's Express Car Wash. We'll get you a new keyword in minutes. We'll also have for you in the After the Show show some barking at the moon, some great deals, and heroes.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake up the country way.
Kix 96.9.
Well, you know that it's going to be all right. I think it's gonna be all right. Everything will always be all right when we go shopping.
It's always a big deal with Amazon Prime Day, or days.
Days this year, yesterday and today. Today it ends.
Okay, I still think, and this is just me with being a normal person, and people who get paid like at the end of the month and then the 15th, put Amazon Prime Day on a, I don't know, a day in which you get paid.
I know, and I know that it's hard to kind of pinpoint that, but same. I know, because I'm like, we get paid soon, but it's
the bills
like,
are paid, but I got to wait until the 15th of the paycheck comes in.
It is literally, it encompasses the days leading up to when I get paid again, when I have the least amount of money.
Right.
Because, you know, probably not how you technically adult, but that's how we adult. So. Well,
quite a few people do, and they have to wait until the paycheck comes in for doing the Amazon
Prime
Day.
I'll be honest, I just wish that I had a couple. I mean, you don't even need hundreds of dollars, actually. Some of these are pretty decent price. But
okay,
JP,
what are you finding?
I found this list. It's from askmen.com.
Okay.
The byline says, become a better man. So I don't even know if this is really a great source. But
I mean, it came from askmen.com.
So yeah, so it's a terrible source.
No, probably a great one.
I'm just kidding. But here's the deal. So you can buy a giant tortilla burrito blanket. And I know we've talked about this at some point in time on the show, or I've mentioned it later on in the day, but you've probably seen by now the big pizza slice. Have one. It's a beach towel.
I love it.
But there is a giant tortilla burrito blanket that's like circular in shape. It's 32% off. It's like $12, which
that's
is cool. There's also the squeeze acne pimple popping toy.
Wait, what?
And I have definitely admitted this before, but I'm one of those pimple poppers. I don't care what you think.
Oh, that's right.
I like that gross stuff. And they have toys for people like me who are just out of their minds. And you literally like you pop like these pimple looking things. Mm. It looks disgusting, honestly. Oh, but it's $11. I mean, what a great use of $11.
For sure.
Now, I'm thinking I think you need these two things.
Okay.
One, there is a package of men's transparent thong lace underwear.
Wait, what?
Yep, JP, don't worry. I got you covered. They're $19.
I don't wear underwear.
No, Oh, God. JP.
But it's true.
Okay. No, well, that's fine.
Okay.
Does it ever bother you, though?
No. I mean,
it doesn't hurt sometimes?
No.
Okay.
I'm comfortable.
Don't even talk about it if you don't want to.
It's fine. No, I'm comfortable. I've been commando for a very long time.
I've definitely done that.
When it gets colder, I'll wear like compression shorts or whatever, just kind of keep warm.
I would hope you would wear long johns for some reason.
Oh, I don't have a pair, but I'd like some.
Unfortunately, long johns aren't on this list.
Dang it.
There is also a Nature Calls Pooping Dog 2021 calendar where, yes, the months are just pooping dogs that you can get for $6.
So you can go for those ridiculous things.
Honestly, this is a great list. If you don't want to spend a lot of money, there are a lot of ridiculous things for a cheap amount that you can get ahead of time for like Christmas gag gifts.
Hey, there you go. That's a good idea.
That's the angle I'm going for here, because who actually needs a calendar of dogs pooping other than maybe the cousin that shunned you one Christmas?
Right. Brightens up your day every morning.
Right here, right now.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
It wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
The Kix Morning Show
on Kix 96.9.
I'm holding on for a hero till the end of the night.
This hero, Fernando Garcia. A California mail carrier. So he was walking his daily route when he heard a family calling for help.
Okay.
He turned to see a man covered in blood holding his left arm.
Oh, no.
Turned out the man had badly cut his arm with a chainsaw.
Oof.
And the quick-thinking Fernando took his belt off and used it as a tourniquet to stop the bleeding, hold it in place until the medical help arrived.
That is quick-thinking.
He even finished his route after buying a new shirt and belt to replace the blood-splattered ones.
He's like, I might scare people.
Right.
I mean, with another
early
man's
Halloween
blood.
Costume. It's fine. It's Halloween. I'm celebrating Halloween
already. I think my favorite part of that, I mean, other than the obvious of like saving a man's life casually, but is that he just like went about his duties.
Yeah. It's like, You're good? You're good? Okay, I got to go buy a new shirt.
All right,
new belt.
Ty, I got to be a go. I got to go be a hero in another sense.
Pretty sure there's a Walmart just down the street in my route. Yes, no, I know for sure. I'm seeing it in my head. Walmart's down on the second turn to the left.
Dang. All right,
and then back to work. The Postal Service thanked Fernando Garcia for his swift, heroic action in helping a customer in dire need of assistance. They did not get upset with him for going to Walmart getting a new shirt and belt.
That's good. That's
because
great.
That, I mean, here, I've got a buddy who's a UPS driver, and it's all about, got to get it delivered, got to get it delivered. The fact that he stopped to go help somebody and be a hero.
See, I'm glad that they took the time to, like, well, not only be like, it's okay that you strayed from your route, you know, but also to be like, hi, look at this mail carrier doing cool things. I think it's actually safe to say that, like, pretty much everyone has their own hero experience.
Oh, yeah.
Whether or not you've been, quote-unquote, saved in some way, or you've saved someone, or you know someone who has.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, so if you have a story, you can share it on the morning show page.
One I have was, and it happened a couple months back, I completely forgot my wallet.
Okay.
And was going through the drive-through, and it was like a... I was getting in here, and I needed to get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
You need to fuel. You need to fuel yourself.
They're like, don't worry about it. I'm like, no, I forgot my wallet. I'll be back. It's like, no, don't worry about it. And I came back. They took care of me at that moment in time. They were my hero to get me my breakfast so I can get in and do this show. As soon as the show was over, I went and got them a couple bucks, and then I bought lunch, too, to try to, like, say, hey, thank you.
Right, and see, you can be a hero in so many ways. I mean, it can be something funny or super trivial or something, like, large. Like, when I was younger, when I lived in Cook, Nebraska, it was probably, like, third grade, and I was having night terrors. I slept like a psychopath, so I was sleeping with my mom, and I woke up for some reason because I kept, like, dreaming the color orange, and turns out I woke up and, like, the window's glowing orange, and I'm like, what is going on? My mom's sleeping, and I get up and I kind of just, like, look outside. Our neighbor's house is completely engulfed in flames.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so I woke up and I called, I think I can't remember his name, but he was like I knew he was my dad's friend, and he was on the town volunteer fire department.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hi, it's Coriel, the you know, the blank's house is on fire, so please help.
Wow.
And then hung up and then called 911 too, just in case.
Right.
And then woke my dad up on the way out because I was walking over to go just in the home to wake them up.
Oh,
I
my
was
God.
Just like, poor, I don't know, hell, freaking out. So I wake up, my daddy's in his, like, his whitey tidies on the couch because I kicked him out of the bed, you know?
Right.
And I was like, dad. And he's grumbling. I'm like, the blank's house is on fire. I'm going to go wake him up. And he's just, okay. But I guess, but he sprang into action. He told me that he didn't realize what was happening. He was dreaming or something.
Right.
But then
he thought
he
was dreaming.
Door slam. So
and
then he
woke
up,
oh, thank God.
And sees me tromping through.
You're ready to walk over there and save somebody's life in a fire.
So he gets out and pulls our hose around and gets their hose. And he's like, he's double fisting hoses over here to, like, let out the flames and stuff. So I'm, and he's in his whitey tidies, these loose, like, tube socks. I'll never forget that.
Wow.
But I never actually made it inside because I remember someone grabbed me from around the waist and was like, what are you doing?
Maybe that's not a good idea.
They weren't answering. So, but they someone else, an adult, went in and
woke
them up.
Were they okay?
They were sleeping.
Oh my God. So Coriel, you saved their lives.
So they, like, could have, expired in a nice, light way to put it.
That's, wow.
Yeah.
You were a hero.
Thank
for you.
You. But yeah, so, and that's, I mean, that was like third grade me, and that was one experience. I know plenty of other people who
had
to spring
moments.
Into action.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you want to give someone a shout out for, you know, either doing something small or something very big for you,
or a funny moment or whatever,
humble brag about yourself.
Yeah. Tell us your hero stories
on the morning show page.
Yep. On Facebook. Go there.
The Kix Morning Show. Wake up the country way. With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
They tell news reporters never to become the story.
God.
Because you're there. I mean, you don't want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
On the.
You don't want to be, like, on the other end.
All
of, that.
Of a sudden, you're on the news and you're going to jail. And hey, he used to be somebody who worked at blank.
Hi, it me.
Right? This woman seemed to have missed that day in journalism school.
Oh, no.
So there's a 41-year-old reporter, an anchor, actually. Her name is Maria Athens.
Why am I already cringing? Okay, keep going.
She's an anchor for ABC, Fox, CW station, and Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay.
So last Friday, she posted a Facebook video in the station's control room where she said she had breaking news about how Anchorage's mayor, Ethan Berkowitz, quote, has male body parts posted on a website.
Oh,
like his own photos on a website.
Like he leaked it or she just found it?
She found it. And the video is pretty strange.
What?
She's talking as if she's doing a news, like a promo. Coming up, we've got Ethan Berkowitz.
Was this like a gag thing?
No. She was very upset and unfocused.
What?
And something is off in this video. So the police and the FBI investigated her allegation about the mayor.
Oh, God, this has gotten so big.
And they found it wasn't true.
Okay.
But what was true is that Maria and Ethan, the mayor of Anchorage, had an affair, which he admitted to on Monday.
Mm-hmm. There
then,
it is.
And then after Maria posted the video, she then punched the station manager, who she was also having an affair with.
Was she on drogas?
I don't know.
Because that's what it sounds like.
I don't know. She was arrested for assault, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct.
Do you know if he was in that. A relationship? Like, was he married?
No. It's just, it got out of control really fast.
I mean, either way, that is very odd behavior. Right. But like, I feel like this sounds like a woman scorned.
She was mad, and so she thought she'd bring down Ethan and her station manager, who she was having relations with, both of them.
Whoa!
Yeah. This is a really bad thing.
This just keeps snowballing.
Yeah. Needless to say, she doesn't work there anymore.
Can you imagine, like, saying something like that and then knowing that, oh no, this has gotten so deep when, like, the FBI is like, hi, hello.
Right.
And you're like, oh no, you're the FBI. That far.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it to go that far, but you really should check into him.
Oh, man.
So there you go. Don't become the story.
Gosh.
That's a... Our one big thing is an opportunity to do something spooky and fun with your pets.
Yes.
Bark at the Moon. We've been doing this for a little while.
Quite a while. It's a doggy trick-or-treating event, and it's through Paws for Fun Indoor Dog Park.
Which, they're so cool over there.
And I got to work it last year, and unfortunately, last year it was so cold. But people still came out in droves comparatively to like what the weather should have
perfect.
Put a damper on it. So that was really cool. Bark at the Moon is awesome because, one, you can dress up yourself if you'd like. People do that, the owners, the humans.
Oh, okay.
But the point is to dress up your furry friends, whether there's four legs or three legs involved, whatever. Nice. But bring your doggos out and have them in a little costume. There is a costume contest, door prizes, games, vendors, things like that.
Very cool.
Yep, and you can register online at kzkx.com through like the 16th, I believe, to get a free doggy bag with it.
Oh, nice.
And just to kind of get a head count of like maybe how many people will show up. Otherwise, you can show up day of, but it's like $2 for your doggy bag. So it's super cheap, easy, fun way to get stocked up on dog treats.
Because very cool.
When I went there last year, they were like definitely handing them out like literal candy, but for dogs.
But for dogs.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's cool.
So look for the pooper dog on our page at kzkx.com in his little ghost outfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can be a part of Bark of the Moon this Sunday.
1 to 4.
With our friends from Paws for Fun. Coming up, we'll get more free money. Another keyword on the way. Your word for this hour is point. Get on our website at kzkx.com to win $1,000. Tomorrow, we'll be back with Dan and Redumpum, JP makes us guests, and more. If you missed any of the show, catch it on our podcast at kzkx.com.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake up the country way.
Kix 96.9.